Apple. What do you got, Leo Laporte?
I got a camera that's going to do something of benefit to you. Have you ever, you've heard of If This Then That, right?
Yes, IFFT.
IFFT, If This Then That, IFTTT.com. And you just search for If This Then That, you'll find it pretty quickly. It's a free site. There also is a free If This Then Then That app. And they released, not too long ago, I think, something they call the Do Camera. The Do Camera. So a lot of times when you use a camera on your iPhone, you're doing it because you want to... You ever do this? Remember a parking spot? Right?
Mm-hmm.
Or you see you have a great bottle of wine, you'd like to take a picture of the bottle of wine and save it. So the Do Camera is kind of like If This Then That for photography. What it does, when you launch it, of course, you're going to have your default Do Camera. But you can also have recipes here, and you can have a lot of recipes. I'll give you an example. They give you some suggestions as If This Then That does. I'll look at the recommended. So take a picture, post a tweet.
Mm.
Or take a picture and save. This is save handwritten notes to OneNote. So take a picture of handwritten notes. Post a photo to Tumblr. There's some really kind of non-intuitive stuff. I mean, some of it's obvious. Save receipts to Evernote. Post to 500 picture. Match your hue lights to your photo.
Mm.
Upload photos to a Facebook album. Share photos with your custom Slack camera. And there's a whole lot more. If you look at channels, just like If This Then That, the input is always going to be take a picture. The output can be any of these, and you'll attach them to your accounts. And that means there's really a lot that you can do. I'll give you an example. So one that I would do a lot is remember my favorite wine. So you pretend you've got a bottle of wine here, but take a picture, and instantly, done, it's in my Evernote.
Oh, that's
okay, I've taken the notes. That's all I have to do. You can have it start up in any of these. I have quite a few recipes, but pick the one that you're going to use a lot. This is the one I'm going to use a lot. Record when and where I got this business card. So what this does is takes a picture of a business card, uploads it to my Google Calendar, not only with the time and date, but the location.
Met him at the Maker Fair.
Yeah, so I can go back and I can see all the people I met at the Maker Fair.
Hmm.
So all you do is make sure that that's the recipe on top. It gives you a little reminder that's the recipe. And when I take that picture, this picture, not of a business card, is going to upload. Here, I should take it. I'll put a business card out for you, okay? Let's see. How can I do this? I'll do it like this. All right, so here's a business card. Take a picture of the business card. And that's going to go right to my Google Calendar, not only with the business card. Oh, I have to give access so it saves it. And it went in. There we go. Not only to the business card, but of the time and date and location that I got it. I think this is
really cool.
It's.